Was there any special place that you stored hay and straw and stuff?
In the barn loft, usually. They build a barn high enough, you know, that they call it the loft. It'd be two-story. Well, and they'd put the hay in. Well, when we were growing up, they didn't have much hay. They'd
pull the
blades off of the corn.
Uh-huh.
Further, instead of the hay, they didn't get to growing hay for a long time.
They used the corn, mm-hmm. That's what the cows and stuff ate during the winter.
The blades off of the corn.
I see. Okay. I'm still shaking. I don't like no police and fright me. I was afraid they're going to give me a ticket. If you had cow on it, I would like to hear about cows and milking cows and taking care of cows. Was it very hard to do?
We had the pastures for them to graze in.
Uh-huh.
A long time ago, they didn't have. Everybody just let the cows grow out, and they had nowhere to come home back home to at night. But they usually had a place to put them. They put them up at night. You know. But we never did do that. And you'd have to milk the cows by hand. It was a good bit of work to do to take care of the milk. You had to keep it cool if you could. Of course, we didn't have refrigerators then. And the cellars I was talking about,
right.
A lot of people kept their milk in the cellar.
Just put it in big cans
and that would keep it a lot cooler than it did just out in the open.
Uh-huh. Well, milk that starts to curdle or something.
Then we'd churn that and make buttermilk, and then you'd get the butter, you know, the cream. Get the butter.
Did you ever have to strain milk?
Yeah, you'd strain the milk.
What
the first
was that
thing.
For?
Is in case, you know, when you milk, if there's any little bit of dust, trash of anything caught in it, you'd strain it to get all that out.
Did most people just have a couple cows? How many cows did most people
have? One or two, mostly. They didn't.
Did they raise them on
a big scale like they do now.
Did they ever breed them? Did anybody have bull? Not everyone
had, but they had certain ones, you know, that they could come in contact with.
When a cow was going to have a calf, then, how many times did you usually? I guess you didn't breed them that much.
That how often would they breed? About once a year?
The other thing I want to ask about is hogs and sheep. I know more about cows than I do about hogs. Now, a hog is the big one, right? Is that right?
The
hog is
and the little one they call pigs.
The little baby ones are pigs.
And then if they in between the big and the little, they call them shoats.
Oh, three names, all right. Now, pigs are just the littlest ones, right? How old do you have to be a shoat? If you're a hog.
Depend on how fast you
grow. Oh, is it weight? It's not by old, it's by weight.
No, it's just a size. It's not.
About 100 pounds or something like that?
No, they say 75 or 100, you know, along their shoat.
And their shoats. And then how big is a pig? I mean a hog, excuse me.
Over there.
How big do they get to be?
They'll get to be 500-600 pounds.
Uh-huh.
But they ain't many of them.
They don't keep them that long though now, but they want them young and, you know, grow fast and get them. They're tougher. I mean, the meat's tougher when they get to be old.
230.
What would you keep? Would you pen hogs up? I mean, you were saying you had pastures for the cows. Where do you keep hogs?
Where do you keep?
We had a pasture. My daddy raised hogs. I raised hogs up a year ago. Still had a pasture for them.
Just a bit of pasture life?
My grandson, he's raising hogs there now. He just keeps it up in the parlor, built a parlor.